This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Delhi High Court today refused to grant protection from arrest to Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the Delhi liquor policy money laundering case. A bench headed by Justices Suresh Kumar Kaith and Manoj Jain said the court is not inclined to grant relief to Mr. Kejriwal at this stage. The Delhi Chief Minister moved the court in the wake of the ninth summons issued by the ED asking him to appear before it today. Mr. Kejriwal has repeatedly refused to appear before the agency, calling the summons illegal. The State Bank of India today filed an affidavit of compliance in the Supreme Court in connection with the electoral bond case. In its affidavit, the bank stated that all details of electoral bonds, including the alphanumeric numbers, have been disclosed to the Election Commission. Earlier this week, the Supreme Court asked the State Bank of India to disclose all details related to electoral bonds. The Election Commission has directed Electronics and IT Ministry to immediately halt delivery of Viksit Bharat messaging over WhatsApp. The Commission said it has received several complaints that such messages are still being delivered on citizens' phones despite the announcement of the general elections. In response, the Ministry had informed the Commission that although the letters were sent out before the Model Code of Conduct came into force, some of them could have possibly been delivered to recipients with a delay because of systemic and network limitations. The Supreme Court today stayed the Centre's notification on setting up a fact-checking unit under the Press Information Bureau, PIB, until the Bombay High Court takes a final decision on petitions challenging the 2023 amendments to the Information Technology Rules. The fact-check unit was notified yesterday by the Ministry of Electronics and IT. A bench headed by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud set aside the March 11th order of the Bombay High Court, which had refused to grant an interim stay on setting up the unit under the amended IT rules to identify fake and false content on social media about the Union Government. The notification came days after the Bombay High Court declined to restrain the centre from notifying the unit. The Supreme Court has refused to stay the new law on the appointment of Chief Election Commissioner and Election Commissioners. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Deepankar Dutta said it cannot stay the law at this stage when the Lok Sabha polls are approaching. The bench said nowhere in the Constitution bench judgment was it said who should be the members of the selection committee. The Supreme Court also noted that there are no allegations against the newly appointed Election Commissioners, Ganesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu. The Election Commission has issued transfer orders for non-cadre officers who are posted as District Magistrate and Superintendent of Police in four states, namely Gujarat, Punjab, Odisha and West Bengal. The Commission took the decision in a meeting chaired by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar. Additionally, the Commission has also directed for transfer of SSP Bhatinda in Punjab and SP Sonitpur in Assam, considering their kinship or familial association with the elected political representatives. The Bharatiya Janata Party has appointed election in charges and co-in charges for Rajasthan, Haryana and Andhra Pradesh for the Lok Sabha elections 2024. The party has appointed Vinay Sahasrabuddhe, Vijaya Rahatkar and Pravesh Verma for Rajasthan, Satish Punia and Surendra Singh Nagar for Haryana and Arun Singh and Siddharthanath Singh for Andhra Pradesh. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today said that impartial election is important for the smooth functioning of democracy. He said a level playing field must be created to save democracy. In a media briefing in New Delhi, Mr. Kharge alleged that Congress Party's bank accounts have been frozen, which must be set aside so that the Congress can use its funds during the upcoming elections. The BJP today came down heavily on the Congress Party's accusation of freezing of its bank accounts in a media briefing. In New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra said, if you are a defaulter, you will be treated like one. He alleged that it is not the bank account of Congress Party that has frozen, but the Congress itself has frozen. And with that, we end this news bulletin.